Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Jaden. I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line right now.
Hi, Jaden. This is Joseph with the Legal Intake Center. I have a Miss Heather Mayal. She's for Hair Relaxer. Best phone number is 209-486-5861. Last name is Mayale. That's M as in Mary. And first name, Heather. Heather.
Perfect.
She's been submitted for Hair Relaxer. She's on the line right now.
Thank you. Awesome.
All right, Heather, he'll take you from here. Thank you, guys. Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Heather. My name is Jaden. I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. What was the phone number that you had again?
209-486-5861.
Okay. And then the email I have is Heather Miley. HEATHERMAIALE411 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay.
And bear with me. I'm in a very terrible reception zone, so if I break up, I apologize.
Okay. No worries. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yes. I thought that's what I did already. But
okay. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, just you guys.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents
Yes.
with another law firm?
None.
Okay. And were you the one that was using the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And if I may ask, after using hair relaxer, do you know what type of cancer you were, what you were diagnosed with, what type of cancer?
Yes, ovarian cancer, epithelial.
You said you had ovarian cancer?
Yes, epithelial type.
Epithelial. Perfect. Oh, I'm so sorry. And then I'm just looking this up. Just 1 second, and again, I'm very, very sorry about this type of cancer. Okay. And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And again, I'm very, very sorry about this, and thank you for taking the time to speak with us about this. To the best of your knowledge, what was the date of your diagnosis with cancer?
June 2023. No, the 14th. I believe it's 14th. Yeah.
14th. Of 2023?
Yes.
Do you know what was your age at the time?
34.
34. And then what was the name of the doctor or the hospital that you were treated at?
Sutter Gold Medical. You need an address or it's in Stockton?
Just 1 second. So I have International Medicine Stockton Medical Plaza, SMP, Sutter Gold Medical Foundation, 2505 West Hammer Lane, Stockton, California, 95209.
Yes, number 2 was the OBGYN.
Got you. And again, just 1 second, I'm going to put this, or put the address and everything in. And then the phone number I have for the hospital is 209-954-3370.
Yes, I believe so. I'd have to double check on that one, but
okay. I mean, this it's the one I found online, so hopefully it's accurate. If
yeah.
not, we'll...
yeah, it could be different from when I was there, anyway. So, but yeah, I'm sure it is.
I see. Do you know the name of the doctor that you were treated by?
Yeah, Dr. Redding, Joseph Redding.
Dr. Joseph Redding, JOSEPHREDDING.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming.
No problem.
And what state were you diagnosed in?
California.
California. Okay, and then let me just confirm. You were diagnosed in June of last year?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then let me just confirm. This should be good to go. Perfect. And then again, I'm sorry for the waiting. Did you ever, were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Perfect. I'm sorry. I just have to ask that. And did you use hair relaxer? Okay. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
No.
You didn't use it more than 4 times in a single year?
Not before. Not before being diagnosed with cancer. Oh, wait, yes, yes, duh. What am I talking about?
It's
I'm
okay.
Sorry, yes, I did. 7 times.
Sorry, it doesn't
I'm
have
so
to be
sorry.
Like the year before, just in accumulation before being diagnosed, you did use it for a year, correct?
Yes, yes I used it. I was so confused for a second. I thought you meant after, but...
That's fine. No worries. No, that's my bad. If you have any, yeah, if you have any questions, just let me know. And I want
okay.
you to, like, understand or, like, be able to answer to the best
yeah.
of your knowledge. Yeah, and I'm sorry. Sorry if I ask them weird or if they come out like, kind of like, if they come out like hard to answer.
That's
on
okay.
average,
it's just it's kind of like hard just going back to that time point in time because I'm finally cancer free. So.
Oh, that's great.
You know.
I mean that's really good to hear. I'm very sorry for bringing up all this.
That's okay.
That's good. You said you were just cancer free though.
Yes, I am.
That's amazing. And then
yes, thank you.
Just so on average, how many times per year would you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
I used it once every 2 months. So what's that? Six, seven times. Almost 8 times.
Once every 2 months. Okay. So I'll use it. So 8 times a year?
Yeah.
And the facility that you were diagnosed with cancer at was the Sutter Gold Medical Foundation, 2505 West Hammer Lane, Stockton, California, 95209.
2545 West Hammer Lane, number 2, Stockton, California.
Okay, wait 1 second. So, 2505 is now 25 what?
2545 is what I think. I got it. Maybe I'm remembering it wrong, but I thought it was 2545 West Hammer Lane, number 2 in Stockton.
Number 2. Okay. I'll put that in.
I can call and find out. But...
It's okay. I have it pulled up online. It says the...
Oh, if it's pulled up online, yeah, then I'm probably remembering it wrong then.
Okay, perfect. I'll use the one that I found online. But if you...
Okay.
If anything changes, just let me know. Or if you think it's...
Okay.
Sure. Just let me know, and then I can change that. And then that was Sutter Gold Medical Foundation.
Yes, Sutter Gold, OBGYN.
Oh.
Yeah, Sutter Gold Medical Group.
Gotcha. And then, so the facility that you were diagnosed with cancer at was Sutter Gold Medical Foundation, OBGYN, 2505 West Hammer Lane, Stockton, California, 25209?
25209, yeah.
Excuse me, sorry. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And then, can I have your date of birth, please?
3/30/1989.
And then, were you diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome? Lynch syndrome?
No.
Got you. You were never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming. And did you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that used hair relaxer or had a similar experience?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And how old were you when you started using hair relaxer?
How old was I?
Oh, yeah, just to the best of your knowledge.
When I started using it?
Oh, yes.
When I was diagnosed with cancer.
When you first started using hair relaxer. So if you were like a
when
kid.
When I first started using it in 2019. So that was like what? I was like 30-ish.
So about 30 when you first started?
Yeah. 29, 30. Yeah, May of 2019 is when I first started using it.
May of 2019?
Yeah.
And what state did you use hair relaxer in? Was it only California?
Yeah, only California.
And when did you stop using hair relaxer?
I stopped the year that I was diagnosed with cancer, the same month, June 2023. That's why I stopped using it.
Okay, so you started in May of 2019 and stopped in June of 2023?
Yeah.
And you used it in the state of California only?
Yes.
Perfect. And then your date of birth, it's 03/30/1989?
Yes.
Okay, and how often did you use or apply these products? Was it weekly, monthly, 4 times per year, less than 4 times per year?
It was once every 2 months, so like 6 or 7, 8 times a year. Depending upon how well it worked.
Gotcha. And so I'm going to put monthly. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Once every 2 months or, yeah.
Okay. It wasn't 4 times per year, though. It was probably a little bit more than 4 times per year.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'll just put monthly. That's as close to what we can get. And then how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products?
Four. Four. Two, one, two, three, four. Yeah, four.
4 years consecutive?
Yes.
And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
I did it at home.
At home. Ever in a salon?
No.
It's okay. And did you use, do you currently use hair relaxer products?
No, not.
Perfect. And which name brand products have you used?
Lovely, Dark and Lovely by L'Oreal is the one that I was using.
Was there any other ones?
No, I think they're just L'Oreal products is what I like to say with.
And you use Dark and Lovely for...
to stay with it. I don't like it anymore, but...
I get it. I got you. I'm sorry. So for the 4 years that you were using it, it was Dark and Lovely only?
Well, yeah, L'Oreal. I can't remember any of, sometimes I would possibly use, I don't know. That was my main one, L'Oreal, yeah.
Gotcha. So I will put Dark and Lovely and L'Oreal for 4 years. Did your cancer happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
It happened 4 years after. I mean, I don't know exactly when it started, you know, but when I was diagnosed 4 years ago.
Gotcha. And have there been periods where the hair relaxer was stopped?
No, I use it consecutively.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive?
The treatment I received, for my cancer.
Mm-hmm.
They did immunotherapy and a partial hysterectomy surgery, and then I did pain management with the morphine pain medication.
Morphine?
Yes.
And did you receive treatment at Sutter Hill, or Sutter Gold, or was it a different location?
Yeah, Sutter Gold Medical.
So you're diagnosed and treated at Sutter Gold, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm just going to copy all their information in. And then for treatment, you had immunotherapy, a partial hysterectomy, and you were also given morphine?
Yes.
Perfect. And that was just to confirm. And what was the date of your treatment? Or what date did it take place?
The date of my treatment? June 20th, 2023.
June 20th?
Yes, 2023.
And the main diagnosis was ovarian cancer.
Epithelial type, yes.
Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me, please? I'm sorry.
Female.
And can I have your first name?
Heather.
H-E-A-T-H-E-R.
Yes.
And then middle initial?
N.
And then last name?
Maylee.
M-A-I-A-L-E?
Yes.
And then can I have, so this next part is for identification and HIPAA purposes. Can I have your full social, please?
619-34-4404.
619-34-4404.
Yes.
And then your email is Heather Maylee. Is it Mile? Or how do you spell it? Or how do you pronounce?
Maylee.
Maylee. Heather Maylee 411 at gmail.com. And then phone number is 209-486-5861.
Yes.
Is that a mobile or a home phone?
Mobile.
Okay, and then can I have your full address, please?
3517 North Hampton, London, California, 95356.
Northampton, H-A-M-P-T-O-N.
Yes.
And that was 3517.
Yes.
Okay, wait. I'm sorry. So 3517 Northampton Lane.
Yes.
What was after that?
Modesto, California. 95356.
Sorry about this. I'm sorry about that. I mean, I don't know why this isn't coming up.
Are you misspelling it wrong? Northampton? No, it's one word, one H.
North, we'll just put an N. N Hampton. Is it in orange?
No, it's, you got to spell it out. Northampton. N-O-R-T-H-A-M-P-T-O-N.
And so, wait, how do you spell Hampton?
You spell it, the whole street is N-O-R-T-H-A-M-P-T-O-N. One word, one H. Northampton. Northampton. One word, one H.
Lane? Oh, Modesto. Yeah. Got you. Okay. Yeah, I had it Northampton. I'm sorry. So it's 3517 Northampton, N-O-R-T-H-A-M-P-T-O-N, Lane, Modesto, California.
Yes.
95356.
Yes.
And do you have a copy of your medical records?
No, everything should be at the hospital.
And
I only
then,
have some notes to put down, but.
Gotcha. And then for this, I understand. For this last part, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This just ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Does the emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
My emergency contact lives with me.
Lives with you or does not?
Well, I live, yeah, at the same house.
Okay. And then can I have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Cheryl, first name.
S-H-E
Linda.
Or C-H?
C-H. And then last name is Mendonca, M-E-N-D-O-N-C-A.
C-H-E-R-R-E-O?
C-H-E-R-Y-L.
Okay. And then what was her phone number and then relationship to you?
209-424-9702.
And then relationship?
She's my daughter's grandma, so my mother-in-law, basically.
Got you. And does live with you, correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then I'm just going to confirm some of the information. information before we send these documents out. See, the date of your cancer diagnosis was 06/14/2023, correct?
Yes.
Again, I'm very sorry about that, and that was at the age of 34?
Yes.
And your date of birth is 03/30/1989?
Yes.
Okay. And you were treated at the Sutter Gold Medical Foundation, OBGYN 2505 West Hammer Lane, Stockton, California, 95209?
Yes.
Perfect. And okay. Full social I have on file is 619-344-4404.
Yes.
And then your email I have on file is heathermiley411 @gmail.com.
Yes.
And then phone number on file is 209-486-5861.
Yeah.
Okay. And then home address is 3517 North Ampton, NORTHAMPTON Lane, Modesto, California, 95356.
Yeah.
Okay. And then your emergency contact is Cheryl at 209-424-9702. That's your mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. I'm going to send these documents to you. They're going to come through either text message or email. As soon as you do get them, just let me know and we'll walk through them together, okay?
Okay.
Just let me know as soon as you do get them.
Okay, what do I got? Okay, it's text message. Okay. So click on the link.
Oh, yeah. As soon as you do click on the link, it's going to take you to a website, or it's going to take you to a page that says review and act on these documents. Just click continue through that.
Okay.
And then as soon as you do click continue through on, when you do get to the actual document itself, it's going to have a start button on the top left. And then as soon as you do click that, it's going to have you adopt a few signatures.
Okay. Start.
And if you have any questions about the documents or anything like that, just let me know. If any of the information on there as far as addresses, date of births, any personal information on it isn't correct, just let me know and I can resend the documents.
Okay.
It should be complete. Or everything should be accurate. We just went over it. But if anything is just or anything's wrong, just let me know.
Okay. It looks fine to me. Okay.
Okay, perfect. I did just receive them. I'm just going to read these back to you and make sure everything's correct, and then I'll let you go. Heather and Miley, or Mile. Miley?
Miley.
Miley, I'm sorry.
Miley.
Perfect. And that was HEATHERNMAIALE. Miley.
Yeah.
And then perfect. Address is 3517 North Ampton Lane, Modesto, California, 95356. Date of birth is 1989-03-30. Social is 619-344-4404.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Everything should be good to go. The attorneys will reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours. As soon as they do get a hold of you, if you have any questions before they get a hold of you, you can reach out to me. I'll send you a text from my personal number. It'll have my name and my office hours, but for now, you're good to go, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.